website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you come on board. Join in the dialogue and discussion on the issue of the day. We'll be talking about today the selling of America. And I think perhaps I need not go any further with the explanation of that title based on what we see happening out of Joe Biden's office, the information that's coming out of the House Intelligence Committee and the investigatory group, looking at Joe Biden and the Biden family cabal. My question is, with all that we'll talk about today, with the selling of America, the different nuances of it, what's happening in Russia, China, North Korea, Syria, Iran, and nations coming together, is Joe Biden selling America part and parcel of God's plan for the last days? Are we watching God use Biden to judge America and to set the chessmen in place, setting the stage, putting the actors in place, getting ready for the final grand finale of this old world? I believe that's the case. We're going to talk about it in that sense today. Look forward to having you join in the dialogue and discussion and see what your thoughts are in relationship to the selling of America. Looking at one headline, says what, and I'm not going to say what the headline says totally, is he thinking? Republicans slam Joe Biden's $6 billion deal with Iran on 9/11. Republicans in the U.S. House and Senate slammed the Biden administration for the substance and the timing of a $6 billion prisoner swap deal with Iran announced on Monday, the anniversary of September the 11th, 2001, with the terrorist attack against America. Ladies and gentlemen, my Bible says in Proverbs 29, verse 2, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice, but when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. And I believe that's where we are today. But let me remind you, as we look at the issues, we look at the issues locally, nationally, globally, from the prism of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. It's having a central biblicist worldview that allows us to look clearly as we look at Scripture, see clearly what is taking place in the world. God doesn't leave any happenstance, perhaps or maybe. God points out very clearly what He's doing. And I believe it's time that we, as Christians, as conservatives, and as patriots, sit up, take notice, and recognize the hand of God in the events of this old world. It's not by happenstance. It's not maybe or perhaps or could be. We're seeing it perhaps a little, how would you say, blurred now, but each and every day it's coming more and more into focus as to what God's doing. But as we face the issues based on the Scripture, may I remind you, the Scripture is very, very clear. I call it the truth book. John 8, 31 and 32, Jesus says, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. Then in John 14, 6, Jesus says, I am truth. And further in John 17, 17, the Bible makes a declaratory statement about the word of God. Thy word is truth. And it's speaking about the truth of the word of God. And then in Psalms 117, verse 2, it says, the truth of the Lord endures forever. It's not something that you're today and gone tomorrow. It doesn't need to be changed, as some of the woke pastors are now saying. Some are now saying that you just that we need to jettison the Old Testament for Christians. Some are saying that the Ten Commandments have no relevance to Christians today, et cetera, et cetera. That's not true. We're looking at the Word of God. It's stable. It's static. It is unchangeable. It's not a living document where it changes based on cultural mores and designs and the woke culture. It goes back to truth stands. But we're living in a culture today very much like spoken of by George Orwell, the secularist of yesteryear. Orwell said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And we see that to be very, very truthful, if I can use that term, very, very real and relevant today. It was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint that said the decline of truth in America is as a result of where we stand. His headline says, DeMint warns America's decline is linked to the death of truth. And in this elongated statement, in part, former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint says this: what we believe about truth does not change what is true. What we believe about reality does not change what is real. There's no greater example of arrogance and self-worship than to assume whatever we believe is true and real. Yet that is precisely the prevailing view in America today, even in our Christian churches. That holds very, very true, if I can say that. In fact, according to the latest survey, 55% of the millennials, that's the 18 to 35-year-old age group, 55% say this: each person determines their own version of truth. That's an impossibility. Truth is truth. There are no bifurcation. There are no separate versions of it, no different nuances of it. Truth is truth. It's either truth or it's not true. I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus, made a powerful statement. Faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. And may I commend that to you today. I believe it's time Christians stand up, speak up, be heard, be seen. I believe it's time that we stand for truth and not bow and bend to every nuance of philosophy today. I think it's time that we recognize that you do not get truth from the media. In fact, let me tuck in this little thought. Joe Biden has set up a war room in the White House to fight against the impeachment inquiry. And one of the tools that he's using in the battle against the impeachment inquiry, they've sent out, the White House and Biden's team of attorneys, they've sent out letters to all of the media demanding that they respond to any information about the inquiry by calling it untruth, by saying there's no evidence, and by leading the tip of the spear to battle against the impeachment process against Joe Biden. Joe Biden's using the media. So if you're listening to CNN, the Communist Network News, or other networks, thinking that you're going to hear the truth about the Biden inquiry for impeachment, you will not hear the truth on any of the major network news sources. They've already been put on notice. They've got to defend Joe Biden. Now, personally, I don't know why, don't know how we've gotten to the position that we have a Pravda news source in America, just like in Russia, where it is controlled by the state government, or the feds, as we'd call it in America today. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowners like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, the good news is Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer all of your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old San Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of the I-295 Beltway and Old St. Augustine Road. There's a benchmark. There's an identifier. There is a perfect way to find Tools for Time. In fact, I'm always amazed as coming down Old St. Augustine Road, looking toward I-295 and seeing Old Glory, the U.S. flag flowing. It's on a 165-foot flagpole, the American flag flowing 24/7 over the home of Tools for Time. Find the flag, the flagpole, or the base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, wait, wait. There's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions. House and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly, oriented environment that you're working in. Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing the full staff of Tools for Time to worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's Word ordained it to be so. You're invited to drop by Tools for Time, make an application for employment, wait for an interview, see what God does, placing you in the family. Tools for Time. ToolsforTime.com. ToolsforTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to have a brief monologue. Right after that, our telephone lines are open, inviting you to call in, join in the dialogue and discussion today. The telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. How much is America worth? If you're selling America, how much is it worth? Joe Biden just, how would you say, consummated, put together, finalized a deal, another deal that is, with Iran, $6 billion. $6 billion deal. And as I read briefly a moment ago, what is he thinking? The Republicans slammed Biden's $6 billion deal with Iran and the 9/11. First, Joe used the 9/11 as an excuse to flee Afghanistan. Now he desecrates this day by paying ransom to the world's worst state sponsor of terrorism. Shameful, Cotton wrote. That's Senator Cotton on Twitter. The U.S. intelligence community has consistently assessed that Iran is the world's foremost state sponsor of terrorism. And the article goes on about three pages in relationship to that. But ladies and gentlemen, it seems as though the Biden administration has no problem with selling America, marketing America. That's one of the major things that we see taking place today in relationship to the impeachment inquiry. I find it ironical, ladies and gentlemen, when you look at the facts of what the scriptures say in relationship to what is taking place, it is very, very clear. For example, I'm looking at Proverbs 17:15. He that justifieth the wicked and he that commendeth, condemneth the just, even they both are an abomination to the Lord. And the Biden administration has done that. Under the Biden administration, they've justified wicked, evil deeds. They've condemned everything that's just and honest. And the scripture says both are an abomination. That means a stench in the nostrils of God, ladies and gentlemen. What the Biden administration has been doing is simply trying to dig a pit for Trump to fall into it. And now I find it, and I could talk about this for the rest of the day, of what they've done to Trump. And we're watching a replay, but now it's against Biden. I'm looking at the scripture in Proverbs 26:27. Whosoever diggeth the pit shall fall therein, and he that rolleth the stone, it will return upon him. It is very, very clear, ladies and gentlemen, the scripture says if you dig a pit for someone to fall in, if you dig a pit to try to trap someone, if you roll up a, have a stone to try to roll back on someone, God's word says it's going to come back on you. God's word says you dig the pit for somebody to fall in, and you're trying to cause them to fall into that pit, that you, God's going to let you fall in it. And I see that taking place today with this entire unraveling of the Biden administration and the Biden cabal, the Biden family, selling America. Selling America. I'm looking at another headline. It says the Biden administration claims $6 billion ransom to Iran doesn't constitute a ransom. Let me read that again for you. The Biden administration claims that the $6 billion ransom to Iran doesn't constitute or account as a ransom. Says this is not a payment of any kind. This is not a ransom, their statement, dated September the 14th. Iran demanded $6 billion for the release of five U.S. hostages through the form of a waiver on money moved to Iran through South Korea. According to the Biden administration, however, even though it is a sum paid for the release of prisoners, it's not a ransom at all. Don't look at my right hand, just look at the left hand. Don't pay attention to what I'm saying today. Just listen to what my staff says as far as cleaning up my words tomorrow. Anyway, this article continues. This is not a payment of any kind. This is not a ransom. These aren't U.S. taxpayer dollars, John Kirby, a White House spokesperson, said. The pros in the Biden administration have been playing this game for a long time, this writer says. The Obama administration claimed that it didn't break the law because it was using foreign currency in the infamous pallets of cash, and that it wasn't a ransom payment because it was Iran's money anyway. The only difference is that Biden feels even less need than Obama to hide what he's doing, this writer says. The media is echoing Biden's spin completely with the nonsensical claim that the ransom payment will be used strictly for humanitarian aid. This writer says, so let's check with the president of Iran. Iranian president said the government will decide how it spends the money, how it spends the billions of dollars, the $6 billion in previously frozen funds due to the released in a prisoner exchange agreement with the U.S., telling NBC News, Lester Holt, that the money will be spent wherever we want to spend it, end quote. Biden and the Biden spin machine says that, nope, it's not a ransom, even though we did that to release some prisoners. Nope, it can't be called a ransom. It's not taxpayer money. No, it's not a ransom because we're just giving them back their money. No, don't worry about possibility of terrorism as a result of that money going back to Iran. And yet the grand poobah, if you will, the Iranian president said, we'll spend the money wherever we need to on whatever we want to spend it on. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking about the very dire circumstance that we see taking place under the Biden administration. It's bad enough. It is evil enough. It's wicked enough. It is dangerous enough to see Biden on the international front stumbling upstairs, falling down at a platform, mumbling words, sitting in a conference with a foreign dignitary and falling asleep, then standing and thumbing through his note cards from his staff, and he says, that's while he was on the trip to Alaska and coming back from G7, G20 meeting, fumbling through his note cards, it says, let's see what else they want me to say. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that's an embarrassment, number one, but it's very, very dangerous for America to be in the hands of Joe Biden today as a leader. But Joe Biden, ladies and gentlemen, in the position where he's putting out billions of dollars and trying to buy favor. Listen, I just read an article the other day, I don't have it before me, just a couple of days ago, where the Iranians have already now bragged they have enough material to build 4 to 10 nuclear weapons. I've said for years that they were on the fast track for that. I've said for years that that's what the Obama administration, now the Biden administration, has been buying time, running interference for them to allow them to do so. Ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. This is where I'm going today. In this broadcast, we're watching the stage being set. We're watching the chessmen being put in place. We're watching the actors being put on the stage for what is going to be the cataclysmic final finale in this old world. We're watching the actors being put in place and the stage being set for biblical prophecy, eschatological truth to come about in a fashion that is absolutely on the fast track, I believe, even today. Russia, ladies and gentlemen, now receives much of the military material from Iran. Iran's providing Russia with a high technically advanced drone system to do battle. Russia just made a deal with the little rocket man, Kim Jong-un, out of North Korea. Now, let's just pause for a moment. You got North Korea coming into the picture. Of course, they've been in the picture for quite some time. The little rocket man, as he was designated by President Donald Trump, the little rocket man has no power, no authority. He's a nobody. His people for the whole nation of North Korea are starving. If you're a Christian, you're put to death. Bibles are banned, not allowed at all. Christianity is not allowed at all in North Korea. And yet, little rocket man, Kim Jong-un, I just simply call him Kim Jong-fu, strutting around as though he's important. And now listen to what's happening. The alliance with North Korea, Kim Jong-un, and Vladimir Putin out of Russia. Russia wants additional war material, and Kim Jong-un needs sophisticated, technological, advanced weapon systems because he's bragging about the fact that he wants to have the technological ability to send missiles, rockets to America to destroy America. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're watching the amalgamation and the alliance coming together of the wicked, evil nations around the world. Ladies and gentlemen, Biden has been selling America for the past 50 years. It's not new. The selling now with the $6 billion going to Iran is not new. He's been selling America for some 50 years. The Biden family cabal, according to the House Investigations Committee, revealed that Joe Biden, Jill Biden, Hunter Biden, and Jim Biden, and according to the investigation, all the Biden family, with some 20-plus limited LLCs, the limited liability corporations, shell companies designed to shuffle and launder money, and the bragging of the fact that the way they had it structured, that it would take 10 years for any officials to investigate and figure out where the money came from and where the money had gone. But ladies and gentlemen, I understand through dozens of articles I read on the subject that it could be upwards of hundreds of millions of dollars that Biden has been selling America for some 50 years. It's not something that just started taking place after he came or went into the White House as the Manchurian candidate, the Manchurian president, the one that stole the Oval Office. Not just since then. This has been happening some 50 years, according to the present investigations that's taking place with the shell corporations. Hunter Biden has simply been the conduit for the Biden family cabal to receive and disperse hundreds of millions of dollars to the family members. So why won't Joe Biden confront China? Why is it that we had a China spy balloon fly all across the breadth of America and Biden did nothing? Why is it that Biden's administration will not stop China's intrusion into the military bases? Do you realize that Chinese nationals, several occasions now, have basically stormed the gates of some of our most sophisticated, sensitive military bases, and then were ushered out. They were not arrested. They were not charged with the crime. They were not put in jail. They were not interrogated. They were not searched. Just released. What do you think is happening, and why is it that that's not been handled in a different fashion by the Biden administration? I believe it's simply because China will spill the beans, so to speak, on Joe Biden if he turns any strong arm approach them to stop them or to in any way divert their intentions to undermine and control America. Today, ladies and gentlemen, China, Russia, Iran, and other nations control Joe Biden. Joe Biden is a bought man. Joe Biden's office, the president's office, is a bought office. Joe Biden cannot flex his muscles if he had any. Joe Biden cannot take a stand against our enemies if he had any desire to do so, because for so many years, as vice president, now as president, through his family connections, he's been selling America for some 50 years. He's been selling American secrets, selling America's authority, selling America's, how would you say, technological advancements to China. China today, ladies and gentlemen, is on the fast track for becoming a global world power. And I believe that the only reason we have a Ukrainian war today is because of Joe Biden's using Ukraine for years as the washing machine for the money laundering system that he had set up for many, many years, the money laundering system through Ukraine. Today, ladies and gentlemen, today's America's tax money has provided cash, military weapons, military equipment, 200 to 300 billion dollars to Ukraine. There's no accounting for it. There's no one keeping track of it. But I believe that there's still the rake off the top, as it used to be called, a part of that going to the Biden family cabal. But wait, ladies and gentlemen, this is not the first time Biden has dealt with Iran. It's not the first time that he has been involved with the selling of America. Perhaps you recall the Obama machine sending airplane loads of bales of cash to Iran. We're watching a replay with Iran coming into the picture. Let me quickly say this. The reason that is taking place, we're building up to the point. We're setting the stage. We're putting the players in place. Because when you study Ezekiel 38 and 39, Russia will lead a five-nation coalition against Israel, which will then proliferate into the cataclysmic global war that is called the Battle of Armageddon. Listen very carefully. Ezekiel 38 and 39, there'll be Russia leading Iran, Syria, Germany, Turkey, and Libya against Israel. I believe I have Kenneth on the line. Kenneth, go with the question or comment, please.
Yes, good morning, Dr. Youngblood.
Good morning, good morning.
Yes. Now, what you're saying is so true. And every time they bring up Hunter Biden, they do something against Trump, just like in Georgia.
What's up, man?
Hello?
You're exactly right. You cut out there for a moment or two. You're exactly right. It is almost like you'd call the old cliche used to be called tit for tat when we come up with something where there's a strategy to go against Joe Biden to uncover what Biden's doing. Then behind the scenes, they pull the trigger, as I would call it, on trying to undermine and tear down, destroy Trump, because they hate Trump, but they hate the American voters. So what was it? 71 million, 78 million voters for Donald Trump. They hate Trump, but they hate Americans that voted for Trump. It is a sad scenario. But I think that we're going to see God's hand in it. I believe that God's hand is already in it. Mm-hmm. I believe that we're watching God moving the chessmen, getting the world in place for the last days.
Yes, sir. You are so right. And I agree with you. When you came on earlier, I was driving and I couldn't really get to the phone. But your monologue was dead on point. And Obama, brother, is something else. He's pulling the strings.
He's pulling the strings, no question about it. He's behind the scenes. Joe Biden is simply the puppet. Obama is the puppeteer. Obama and Valerie Jarrett and the other communists that's in the whole administration, they're pulling the strings, and Joe Biden is simply the puppet. Joe Biden might put in what you'd call work, four to 12 hours a week, the balance of the time. He doesn't know what nation he's in, who he's speaking to, what audience he's speaking to. But the key to it is, Kenneth, and we're about to hit on our hard break for the news, but the key to it is we need to understand God's still in control, God's on the throne, and what we're watching is God's plan being played out in the hearts and the lives of humanity today. Kenneth, thank you so much for your call. Keep looking up. We are redemption draweth nigh. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take the top of the hour news break. Right after the news, we'll be right back to continue as we face the issues.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WATY, Folkston, Georgia. Online at ilovethetruth.com.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Defenders of the Second Amendment are applauding a federal judge's ruling striking down the New Mexico governor's ban on carrying firearms in Albuquerque and vicinity. On Wall Street this morning, ahead of the opening bell, stock futures have been higher so far. Although it remains in effect, a federal judge has ruled the Biden administration's DACA immigration program is illegal. The administration vows an appeal. Facing a midnight deadline, Detroit's automakers are bracing for the possibility of an auto workers' strike. And a hurricane watch is up for portions of Maine, while a large area of coastal New England is under a tropical storm watch, as Hurricane Lee is expected to reach the region later in the week. And again on Wall Street, stock futures have been higher ahead of this morning's opening bell. This is SRN News.
Do you have earned college credits but no diploma? Would you like to finish your certified degree program? Conservative Theological University can help. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE to schedule your interview appointment. Please leave your contact information for the admission staff to reach out to you. Today's the day. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE for Conservative Theological University.
Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on 2 stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a subject today, an issue today that I believe should grasp our attention and cause us to wake up, sit up, and understand what is taking place. The question is the selling of America. Has Joe Biden for the past 50 years been selling America? Has he been taking bribes or making statements and providing information to our enemies for pay? If that's the case, ladies and gentlemen, very frankly, that's treason. Treason. It's not just doing bad. It's not just being a bad boy. It's not just breaking the law. It's treason. And yet I don't think I've heard that word being called in any of the circles of those that's doing the investigatory work. Let me remind you that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. And ladies and gentlemen, perhaps you ask the question, why should we be concerned? Because listen very carefully. If we are on the fast track, as I believe we are, with the selling of America, the undermining of America, we're destroying the foundation of our constitutional republic. And Psalms 11:3 says, if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? But ladies and gentlemen, Psalm 146, verse 3, the scripture says, put not your trust in princes nor in the sons of man, in whom there is no help. We need to recognize, ladies and gentlemen, what is happening and place our faith and trust and our confidence in the Lord Jesus Christ and recognize that's the only source of help. That's the only source of hope for this old world and the future is where we stand today. We're talking about Joe Biden's marketing and selling of America. And ladies and gentlemen, I believe we're watching the reshuffling of the chessmen on the chessboard, getting ready for the battle that's found in Ezekiel 38 and 39, where Russia will lead a five-nation coalition against Israel. And I believe we're watching that today. And it will ultimately break out in global war as a result of Russia coming against Israel. I'm looking at a headline. Vladimir Putin calls escalating Israel conflict a direct threat to Russian security. Listen, Russian President Vladimir Putin called the escalation of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict a direct threat to Russia's security. During the meeting, the Russia Security Council, Putin and the proximity said the proximity of the violence in Jerusalem and the Gaza Strip to Russia directly affects his country's agenda and his country's security. Now, that's almost laughable that Israel is a threat to the security for Russia. This article further states this is happening in the immediate vicinity of the borders that directly affect our security interests, Putin quoted, was quoted as saying when he was speaking to the Turkish state newspaper. This is a question then in the article. Could Israeli airstrikes in Syria trigger war between Israel and Russia? Further, the article states, final paragraph, Israel remains determined to continue pounding Iranian forces in Syria in a bid to keep Tehran's forces away from Israel's northern border. At the same time, Russia has thousands of troops in Syria that could be caught in the crossfire. And if Israel and Russia come to blows, would Israel's big brother, the United States, feel compelled to intervene? We're supposed to, but I don't think we will. I believe, ladies and gentlemen, we're watching and you've heard me say before many, many times in the past 18 months since the Ukrainian-Russian war broke out, I believe that was the spark for starting World War III. I believe we're escalating on the fast track into World War III. We're seeing other nations come into the picture, North Korea, China, Syria, Iran, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And Russia is the mulligator and the leader in that realm today. And ladies and gentlemen, we have a push today. Hear me. We have a push today to escalate and to elevate China into a position of authority and global dominance. Don't know if you know the name or not, but Claus, that's K-L-A-U-S, Schwab, S-C-H-W-A-B, he's the head of the World Economic Forum, and he just made a statement that's staggering. Klaus Schwab says, we must embrace China as the world's best superpower. The World Economic Forum, the WEF founder, Klaus Schwab, has ordered world leaders to embrace China as the world's new leading superpower, and has hailed their harsh COVID control measures as a role model for other countries. Speaking at the opening plenary of the WEF's 14th annual meeting, Klaus Schwab declared that China must lead the new world order and the rest of the world. Schwab went on to say, China has made remarkable achievements in economy, its social development, in diplomacy, and many other areas. Now, ladies and gentlemen, as we watch these things taking place, as we see Joe Biden and the Biden family cabal that's being revealed as to having sold America and continuing to sell America and committing treasonous acts, ladies and gentlemen, there's a bigger picture. There's a move for a universal one-world order, a move for a universal one-world government, a move for a universal one-world, program. And now we're watching some of the major movers and shakers pushing China to the forefront. You might ask, well, why is it China? Listen very carefully, and I'll touch on this further in the broadcast today. China comes into the picture in the final conflagration, according to the scripture. Revelation chapter 9, it talks about China with a 200 million man army entering into the battle. Daniel talks about that in the 11th chapter of Daniel, verses 41 through 45. It tells us that China will come into the final battle of the Battle of Armageddon. The only thing that, according to Daniel chapter 11, the only thing that frightens the Antichrist and his move for total global control and dominance will be when news, the scripture calls it rumblings out of the east. That's no place, no other place is referred to like that other than China. Rumblings out of the east. So, ladies and gentlemen, we see in Revelation 9 where the nation with 200 million man army, and China is the only one that meets that criteria. And then in Daniel chapter 11, where it's the rumblings out of the east coming, where what I'm trying to get us to understand is to recognize, ladies and gentlemen, though Biden is selling America, has been selling America, continues to sell America, Biden is not concerned about the America being dominant. In fact, Barack Hussein Obama, which is carrying out his third term as president through the puppet Joe Biden, Barack Hussein Obama said that America should not be a superpower, that it should not be any greater than any other power, that America needs to be fundamentally changed. And that's what we see taking place today. But these men that are doing this, these actors that's on the stage today, that are, they do not recognize, they do not realize they're simply carrying out what is, in my opinion, you can challenge it if you like, carrying out what is God's ultimate plan for the finalization of this whole world. It is God that's ultimately sovereignly in control and not man. Man makes volitional choices. God uses those choices to fulfill and carry out his ultimate program on this whole earth. Things, for example, that's taking place today in America, where there's no security, where we have no safety, where there's no privacy. In America today, where our Bill of Rights are being eviscerated. In America today, where we're being undermined as Christians, as churches, as pastors, as moral, ethical values are being diminished before our eyes. And as I said on the broadcast recently, talked about the fact that it is ought not to surprise us where I'm looking at a headline, the U.S. United States spy agencies just invested $22 million in smart clothing that can monitor every human being, secretly surveil you and anybody near you. The article says the research operation for the U.S. intelligence community is developing clothing with the capability of monitoring and recording its wearers and his or her surroundings. The Office of Director of National Intelligence touted the research project in the August news release. The Intelligence Advanced Research Project activity recently launched a cutting-edge program that aims to make performance grade computerized clothing become a reality. The project aim is to have durable, ready to wear clothing that can record audio, video, and geolocation devices for every human being. Ladies and gentlemen, let's just picture when the Antichrist steps on the scene, to be able to know who you are, where you are, where you're going, where you've been, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We're setting the stage. This is simply part and parcel of the last days of the eschatological prophetic text to leap off the pages before us to understand what God is doing. Today, China's flexing its military muscles toward America. The question is, will China attack Taiwan? What are your thoughts? Will China attack Taiwan? If China does, and I believe they will America step into the fray? Will America try to defend Taiwan? We're supposed to. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, that telephone is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. What's your take on this subject today? What do you think? Are you familiar with what Biden is doing? We're familiar with Biden selling America. Do you believe that Biden needs to be impeached? That's where I'm going. In fact, Lord willing, on tomorrow's broadcast, we'll talk about the subject, the impeachment of Joe Biden. Is it the right thing to do? Is it the wrong thing to do? Do they have enough evidence? How will they? How will the end result be? Will the impeachment be successful? Will they even move forward with real impeachment? This is simply an impeachment inquiry. hopefully we are putting the schedule together for tomorrow. We'll be interviewing someone about that subject and asking that question. So stay tuned, see what's said on that. I'm looking at an article. China masses its troops on coast, calls for the listen to what China's saying about Taiwan, they're called for the integrated development with Taiwan. The People's Republic of China is gathering military units on its coast and called for the integrated development with Taiwan on Tuesday. That's just this week, according to the reports from both the governments. At the same time, the Chinese Communist Party Central Committee and State Council announced that the PRC will promote economic integration and bilateral cooperation between Fujian province and Taiwan in order to achieve the peaceful reunification of the motherland. Quote, the PRC has been completing the construction of airfields along the entire coastline of the East and the South theaters of command and realigning new flights and unnamed aerial vehicles to station there permanently to form a superior air war to pressure on air defense and seize air superiority in the event of war across the Taiwan Straits, Taiwan's National Defense said, end quote. And I could read the article further. Further, it says, in response to the Communist Chinese aggression, Taiwan armed forces have created a special budget for enhancing naval and air combat power. They have adopted a whole-of-society defense structure. So, ladies and gentlemen, again, I emphasize the fact that what Joe Biden is doing, Joe Biden is making these decisions with someone pressuring and pushing and pulling the strings. But Joe Biden does not realize, nor does Barack Obama realize, nor does Klaus Schwab realize that they are simply the tools in the hand of God, putting the stage together, setting the program for the final eschatological days in this old world. I believe we have Lily on the line. Lily, go with your question or comment, please.
Thank you very much, Dr. Youngblood. And God bless you again for what you're doing, speaking up courageously in these times. Yes, spelling out with, you know, exactly what's going on without fear. Why should we be afraid? Praise God. Thank God for the powerful word. When you think of the word of God that Daniel and Revelation were able to put together the events of the end time so many years ago, the power of God's word, thank God. At this time, all I can say, but all that you're saying is exactly, I'm in full agreement with it, that America's future has been sold out, and it has been going on for years now, really. And by enemies within, especially who are committed to the bringing down of this country. And as you say, I am in full agreement with you that it's treason. It's downright treason what they have been doing. People who make themselves rich, make themselves billionaires by conduct like this. It is really. You know that people would do this to their own country. We don't know what they expect to gain out of doing it, but more than they make themselves billionaires and they're happy, they're comfortable with it. But praise God, when you think of it, that all they have been doing is playing into the hand of God, carrying out, you know, whatever they're doing. They have been their rebellion against God, turning their back against Him and deciding to make themselves God and to do their own thing. God is using them, to accomplish His purpose for the restoration of this planet, and then He will judge and put an end to rebellion. China, to think that a country that with a powerful population, billions, maybe nearly 2 billion population of China. To see them moving, to know that China is, as it were, moving, and it's not too far to think that they could be planning to take over this country, because they're moving in and buying up property the way they have been doing, and to think that they, with that kind of population that they have, and with the determination, with efforts from our enemies within, China has stolen America's technology and everything, making themselves the superpower at the expense of America. And my concern at this time is that believers, or so-called believers, so-called Christians, will wake up. Wake up, the so-called believers. You are in a church and you're among people. And if you are supporting evil, supporting rebellion against God, you are in trouble, big trouble. So it is really a call for the so-called to come out from among them and be separate.
Amen.
You can't be fighting against God on one side and expect them saying that you are with him. You're a child of God. You work with him. You can't be fighting against him. So we just have to know that God, things are going where, you know, God is not surprised or amazed by anything that is happening, because he has an appointed time. And all of what is happening is working into its bringing out its purpose for putting an end to rebellion against him.
That's absolutely. Lily, you're spot on. You say that God has a purpose, God has a plan, and everything. Yeah. This is the thing that should be staggering to the minds and the hearts of a human being when you look at it just from the human standpoint. Everything that's taking place, God has a plan, God has a purpose, and it's falling into place just as God planned, with God's purpose. But at the same time, we cannot say that man is not responsible for what man does, because he is. It's a volitional choice that's being made, and it's the wrong choices. It is detrimental to the nation. It's detrimental to the morals and ethics and values. And as I've quoted so many times, Tony Perkins says about a year and a half ago, he said, the Biden administration has done more than every other president combined to harm and to destroy faith and family and our freedom. And that's exactly what we see happening. But I am excited to understand, as I look at the big picture through the prism of the Word of God, that God's hand's at work, putting the puzzle together, as we would call it, setting the stage. So you're exactly right. Lily, thank you so much for your call.
One last point, Dr.
Go ahead. Yes. Yes.
For those who are rejoicing that China is moving into supremacy, and is taking those who are happy about that and think it's a good thing that China rises to supremacy, you bear in mind that China, a very great population, yes, and a great nation, but it's an ungodly leadership. It's under ungodly leadership. The Chinese leadership do not recognize God. The Chinese leadership make themselves God, just like what is happening in Russia. God is not acknowledged. There is no God. These are countries that believe that there is no God, and these leaders make themselves God. So this is where we're going when we push for China to rise to supremacy, and we know what to expect. And as again, my call to so-called believers is that we must recognize that we are there already. It's happening all around us, in Canada, in United States, Kingdom, and in all over, where Christians are being persecuted and martyred because they are Christians. We see it's here already. It's actually here already, and that's where we're going. Believers will be in the crosshairs.
Thank you so much, Lily. God bless you. I believe we have Jose on the line. Jose, go with your question or comment, please.
Hey, brother, I want to hear you. What you think about? I've been listening to so many of the invasion or illegals in New York City and most of those liberal states. They say everybody can come over. We're gonna see you. We're gonna do this. We're gonna do that. And I was thinking, these people, they are so open-minded that their brains fell off.
You're right.
I mean, they just try. It's money, 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 money. We need money, we need money, we need money. But that's not going to stop the invasion of illegals.
That's right.
And I'm like, my Lord, these people, they have lost all common sense.
Yes. The money is simply going to exacerbate the problem, because as other illegals see that those that are coming in, they get an EBT card, they get cell telephones, they get medical care, they get educational benefits, et cetera, et cetera. Why wouldn't the whole world want to come to America?
Yeah, I mean, it's sad to say, brother. And not only that, I've been watching some of those videos. They got the latest clothes, they got the latest iPhones.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't seem to me that they have been persecuted. Well, We know that, brother. Over 90% of these people, they lie about asylum. They use that as the ticket to get in. But once they get here, they disappear.
That's
what they do. They follow it. But my other question to you, brother, is I know September 11, you know, was this past Monday. And I was thinking, remember when Bush was in the White House, that they make a big issue because these terrorists, Muslims, they were stopped by the state troopers. And there's some videos. And they overstayed their visas. So they passed a law, remember that? That the police have to communicate with ICE. Report, you know, these kind of people. Well, the Democrats are breaking the rule of law because they're not doing that in those blue states. How in the world somebody that broke the law is sleeping inside a police station? Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy. I mean, it's ironic. You're exactly right.
But you see, because they pass a law.
But that
law is being broken by the Democrats. That's my question to you, brother. How do you feel about that? Where are the Republicans say, wait a minute. We need to do something about this issue. But nobody there to do it. And I wonder why. Why they are so timid. This is an invasion. There's no money.
Jose, when you go back to Matthew 24, begin with about verse 9, 10, 11, and 12, it says, iniquity shall abound. The word iniquity means twisted, perverted sin. A secondary understanding of the word iniquity from the Greek text is total lawlessness. And we're watching lawlessness today. It is law for you, law for me, but not law for thee, if you will. That's the mindset with the Obama and the Biden administration that they can do. And by the way, just a little icing on the cake, if you please. Contrary to the media saying, if they've ever admitted, they say 2-4 million people have come in. Somewhere between 7 and 8 million illegals have come in under the Biden administration. And listen to me very carefully, not just to you, Jose, but for our listening audience. All of those will be processed, will have driver's license, will have work permits, and will be voting November 24. They will be voters. So we're watching the election theft being set up right now. That's the danger.
Yes. And not only that, brother, write my words. In maybe 3-5 years, the anti-American liberals, I'm going to be whining and crying, poor dreamers. We need to help them. Because unfortunately, that's what it is. And I was talking with a sister. She goes to church too. And let me tell you something, brother. The book of Revelation says that in the New Jerusalem, I wonder why, the new city is going to have walls all around it. My question is why? Thank you, brother. God bless you.
Thank you so much, Jose. Good insight on that. Revelation chapter 21 talks about the new Jerusalem coming down. It gives the complete details about the breadth, the length, the height, and the walls. And it is, if the new Jerusalem, that is that place called heaven, has walls, why can't we have walls for America? What's so dastardly wrong with walls? And yet we have a mindset today that the Biden administration has not only said we're not going to build the wall, but they've gone in and they've had 140 doors by torches opened into the walls to allow the flow of the illegals coming in without having to go through any port of entry whatsoever. We're watching the demise of America, but it's part and parcel of the globalist mindset with the one world government that's coming about. One of the other issues that's very, very clear that's taking place, and I hate to see it, but we're selling American soil to the Chinese. In fact, an article that I touched on in yesterday's broadcast, talking about another subject with the major, major, major influence of drugs in America and the state of Oklahoma. Oklahoma, ladies and gentlemen, about 1 million acres thus far have been sold to the Chinese. They're growing weed. They're growing pot, marijuana. In fact, this article says that the Chinese nationals own 75% of the pot farms in the state of Oklahoma. The bottom line is, ladies and gentlemen, we can talk about Biden selling America, and he is. We can talk about Biden's future and the process of impeachment, and that should be. But we see the hand of God behind it all, putting together the stage, setting the stage for the Antichrist to step on the scene and rule the world as a global world demonically controlled dictator. Thank you so much for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10.